Welcome to Slugnet. The top story for today is a critical supply chain attack, where the Hetmer hacktivist group is exploiting unpatched TrueCon video conferencing servers to replace client installers with backdoored versions. SOC and IT platform operations teams should patch these servers immediately and verify the integrity of all client installers. At number 2, QuickFix social engineering attacks are delivering a Go-based stealer for macOS that targets cryptocurrency wallets and iCloud keychain data. SOC and individual users should be wary of suspicious fixit prompts and monitor for unauthorized shell scripts on Mac endpoints. Number 3 involves a breach of the Swiss government's Federal Office of Information Technology, where hackers exploited Microsoft SharePoint vulnerabilities to compromise 200 accounts. SOC and IT platform operations teams are advised to ensure all SharePoint servers are fully patched and review access logs for anomalies. At number 4, Levi Strauss & Company reported that attackers used social engineering against 3 employees to steal corporate data from their machines. Security leaders and SOC teams should note this as a reminder of the persistent risk of endpoint-based data exfiltration. Number 5 highlights a study finding that AI-generated security patches fail about half the time, often introducing new bugs or bypasses. Application security and software engineering teams should implement rigorous manual peer review for any AI-suggested fixes. At number 6, new research into 2026 attack chains reveals methods using compromised business inboxes for banking fraud and clipboard hijacking for cryptocurrency theft. SOC and individual users should remain vigilant against these evolving financial fraud techniques. Number 7 is a technical deep dive from Rapid7 on CVE 2026-6377, an unsafe deserialization flaw in JetBrains TeamCity that allows unauthenticated remote code execution. SOC and application security teams must apply the official JetBrains patches immediately. At number 8, researchers identified the Rovo Blast attack method in Atlassian's Rovo AI, which could allow one-click exfiltration of data from Confluence, Jira, and SharePoint. Application security and cloud security teams should monitor for updates regarding this vulnerability. Number 9 features a new AI agent called Backstory designed to help SOC teams map the blast radius of malware campaigns starting from a single alert. Finally, at number 10, recent reports indicate a variety of threats, including a QuickFox VPN supply chain attack and phishing breaches at IH Corporation. SOC and IT platform operations teams should maintain general vigilance against these diverse sectors. That is your briefing for today.